this is Tofu Dave, your host on Community Radio for another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie. And today, I'm happy to have a really interesting individual with me, Thane Laurie, from overseas, the author of The Buddhist CEO. Thane, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, and it's a pleasure to be with you, Dave. Thanks for asking me on.
You know, I got your book. It's really interesting to me. And of course, what got me, you may have heard this before, Thane, but the title, The Buddhist CEO, we're in a university town here, and some of us might immediately think, what? That's a contradiction. How can that be? Let me know. How can that be?
Yeah, well, many people have raised a similar question, and it is a contradiction. But one of the reasons why I wrote the book and for the name of the book is I actually think there's probably quite a lot of people in the world dealing with that contradiction. They're trying to live moral lives, maybe Buddhist lives, but just moral lives. And they find that quite difficult in the modern world. They find themselves ending up doing a stressful job or a complicated job. But in their heart, they're still wanting to live this moral and principled life. And the book's about that tension of somebody trying to be a CEO, but at the same time, trying to deeply practice the religion he's chosen to follow.
It's a novel.
Yeah.
But what struck me is it almost, and I don't mean to pry too much, but I got to a little bit, it struck me almost as a diary. I mean, it struck me as a very personal book. So to what extent is the novel your story? And to what extent is it fiction?
Yeah, you can ask the difficult questions, David. I'm fine with that. It is loosely based on my own life. It's loosely based on my own life. So I worked as a CEO myself, and on the face of it, was quite successful. It was a not-for-profit organization. But I've been a deeply committed Buddhist for about 25 years. And I felt that tension in my own life. Many of the tales and stories in the book are fictionalized because some people ask me, could I have written an autobiography? And I could have done, but I felt that was morally wrong. My company and the people I worked with never asked me to write about them. So I felt I had to fictionalize many of the actual events and stories in it. But I'd gone through similar things and in my own life. So it is loosely based on my own life. Fictionalized for the reason I thought it would be unfair to write purely about what actually happened, if that makes sense.
Yes, and also, you know, some real people deserve their privacy, I guess, all the time. You know, another thing I was wondering about, we have some Buddhist sanghas here in our area, and people go to meditate with others. I personally like to meditate alone, so I don't like to be around other people when I'm doing that thing. But I also wonder, and it's hard for me to formulate the question, but what does it mean to be a Buddhist? And is being a Buddhist really different than being a good Hindu or a good Muslim or a good Christian? Could you try to illuminate me a little bit on your views of that? Mm-hmm. To what extent I'm confused here?
Okay, yeah. I'll start with the second question first. Is being a Buddhist the same as being a Hindu or a Christian or whatever? I don't believe that Buddhism is any better than any other religion. It just makes the most sense to me. In my experience of life, if somebody deeply practices their religion, whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, or it could even be a spiritual practice, Tai Chi, yoga, and even go as far as to say just some deeply moral atheists, just people who want to live a good life, I think if somebody's truly practicing what they believe in, they come to the same place. And that was hopefully you find people that are a little bit more grounded, a little bit more humble, a little bit more, a little bit more kind and forgiving and compassionate. So I don't see Buddhism as being better. I think they're all equal. And I think it's just what appeals to you the most. What does it mean to be a Buddhist? Well, I think people come to Buddhism because they feel some sort of tension or maybe even suffering is a word that the Buddha used himself. Just something about life that maybe just isn't quite doing it for them. They feel a little bit of tension, or they're just thinking, if only this could happen, or if only that hadn't happened, they'd be happy. I think being a Buddhist is trying to bring practices into daily life, like meditation and mindfulness, and some of the sort of moral philosophy around it, to try and help find peace in daily life. And so I hope being a Buddhist is allows us to learn and understand about practice that can help us to be happy and peaceful in the midst of this more difficult modern life that we live in.
Well put. Again, we're talking to Thane Laurie, the author of The Buddhist CEO. And Thane, I have to apologize. I know I'm asking a few difficult questions here, but, you know, part of my role here at Community Radio, Tofu Dave here, on Between the Covers, a literature quickie. So another topic, Thane, and since you are a CEO, you know about finance. One of the strains that we find, at least right now in America, is some have said it's a return to the old ways of Buddhism and Zen, where some people who are comfortable have decided that it's now time for them to divest of some of their worldly goods, divest of some of their monies, etc., and part of their view of living a more spiritual practice is also, I'm not sure what the right words are, but living closer to the ground, let us say. How do you react with your Buddhist CEO hat to that type of view?
For me, Buddhism points to trying to be grounded and trying to be happy wherever you are in the world, geographically or even in the, I suppose, the in your life, whether you're middle age, old age, young. I suppose it comes to like wealth as well. If you're a CEO or if you're the janitor or if you're the DJ, the radio host, I think it's trying to be grounded with where you are and where you're at. And I think Buddhism's trying to point to that happiness and peace can be found here. For me, it's not something to be found in the future or in some sort of perfect place like a mystical mountain top. It's found in everyday life, like working life. And having said that, though, my book does raise the questions about people who get into senior management, into senior leadership. Certainly my main character and I myself saw that people in these positions often were very committed people who were doing a very special job and really trying to make things happen. But quite often they felt quite stressed and became quite ill with that and found that the stress really difficult to deal with. So I think trying to get this balance in life is important. And I think the higher you get or the more stressful your job you become, I think sometimes you can lose sight of the little things in life. I know I did to some degree. So I would caution that. I think the higher up you go, I felt you can only do that maybe for so long without having a negative effect. And there's something about trying to purposefully or maybe manage your life in a way so you do have time to reflect, you do have time to rest and be quiet and be silent.
Okay, again, Thane, we're running to the end of our time here, but could you give us maybe, if we were new to the topic and new to your view of Buddhism, might there be one other book or a classic text that would illustrate some of the basic introductory kinds of principles that one should look at or read to think about this more?
Well, one of my favorite books is Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, which was written by a famous monk who lived, became most famous when he moved to the United States. He founded the San Francisco Zen Center. He's called Shunryu Suzuki. But it's quite a well-selling book, so it'd be easy to find for any of your listeners. And it's called Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And even if you never read it, just remember the title. There's a lot of teachings just in the title, the idea of approaching life from a Zen perspective. But a beginner's mind, you can always learn something, whoever you meet or wherever you are.
Well, we are all beginners, and I certainly am. So, look, I want to thank you, Thane, for taking the time all the way from your hometown across the seas to be with us here on a Literature Quickie on Community Radio. Any last words for our listeners?
I just want to say a pleasure to be on the show with you, Dave, and I hope what I've said is of interest to somebody, and thank you for listening, everyone.
Buddhist CEO, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie on your community radio station, WCOM Chapel Hill and Harborough.